The European Union has made a public commitment to the Paris Agreement on climate action. Yet European consumers continue to inadvertently support the most polluting power plants when paying their electricity bills. This is unacceptable. It is time for Europe to walk the talk on climate action by preventing the most polluting forms of energy from benefiting from capacity mechanisms. In 2015, the European Union led the change in concluding the Paris Agreement on climate action, a promise to try and keep the rise in global temperatures to below 2 degrees Celsius. This historic deal was a major step forward, yet the goals laid down in Paris will only be met if we get the day-to-day basics right. This starts by sourcing the electricity you use every day from cleaner sources. 9 out of 10 European citizens believe that climate change is a serious problem, and 1 in 3 believes they have a personal responsibility to help tackle it. Unfortunately, no matter how much effort you make to fight climate change, Europe's current electricity market setup means that the electricity bills you pay at the end of the month continue to support the most polluting plants, whether you like it or not. To walk the talk on climate action, the European Commission has suggested imposing a limit on how much carbon power plants can emit before they access publicly funded capacity remuneration mechanisms, known as CRMs. Under the proposed rules, any power plant emitting more than 550 grams of CO2 per kilowatt hour would be disqualified from receiving any of this public support. If this proposal is adopted, you can be confident your money isn't propping up the continent's most polluting power plants.